Attention, everyone. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear is not a mistake.
Hi. Have I got something for you? This is the one and only
Swami Baba.
Well, welcome to the swamps, Swami Baba Land, South, where peace and safety doubles as a religious and a firearm reference. I want to start by thanking all of y'all who gave us back feedback, comments, pros and cons. Appreciate that. Keep them coming. We teach best what we most need to learn. I'd like to address just a couple of those shortly. One on the patience issue. Where is Keith? Where is Swami? We're where we are. Patience is called the greatest virtue, probably because it's the hardest virtue to master. Another comment had to do with our production, our editing, our sound quality, things of that nature. Hey, y'all, we're new at this. It's the first time either one of us has done this sort of thing. Give us some space, give us some room, you know?
You are the Puma Man.
We'll work the bugs out. And if you keep supporting us and giving us advice, we're all in this together, right? So it'll all work out. So don't worry about that. We'll polish her up and put her like an old piece of granite in a gemstone tumbler. Don't get this thing sparkling yet. You wait and see. Got a couple of comments about, well, Swami sounds better when he's off the cuff rather than reading. Some such stuff as that. Well, yeah, I understand that. I appreciate that comment, too. I appreciate all the comments. I don't care what you say. I appreciate it. Have you ever heard, though, of writing off the cuff? If I write something down, I write it off the cuff. I write it as it comes to me. Now, do you honestly expect me, after all these many moons, to remember everything if I don't write some things down? It's all me. I wrote it. I read it. I say it. It's mine. So consider writing off the cuff as a concept, would you please? And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
call it Church of the Fill in the Blank. Friends and neighbors out there listening tonight, we hope that you're putting your hands on the radio and getting the full impact of this message is coming down to you.
Swami Baba. Let's continue with a few little insights I've picked up over the last week or so. I'd like to share with you, if you don't mind, please.
My mind is aglow with whirling, transient nodes of thought, careening through a cosmic vapor of invention.
Conversation came up about phone sex. You know, they've been around for ages, these 900 lines and all that kind of shit. All I got to say about that is this. I tried phone sex once, but the holes were too damn small. On relationship issues, somebody gave me some good advice about the pursuit of a particular young lady and the game she was playing. What they told me was, keep your shirt on, and you might get a chance to take your pants off. Good advice. Good advice.
Now you know just enough to be dangerous.
If you think the world is a bad place, try getting off. Now I need to put a disclaimer here. This is not a reference to suicide. I would better phrase it, try getting off on it. Hey, take what you got and make the best of it. That's what we're saying here, right? Right.
Oh, indeed, indeed.
You've heard the old saying, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And my response to that is, lemons work just as well as limes with tequila. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried successfully to seal a letter with a kiss? If so, you're either a bad kisser or you're Frenching that damn envelope. My advice, seal it with a lick. The promise is optional, depending on the occasion.
As God, I don't never change. He's God. Always will be God. God in the middle of the ocean. God in the middle of the sea. By the help of the great creator, truly been a God to me. He's God. God don't never change. God. Always will be God, God in the creation, God when Adam fell, God way up in heaven, God way down in hell, is God. God don't never change, God, always will be God, spoke to the mountain, said how great I am. Want you to get up this morning, skip around like a lamb. Well, he's God. God don't never change. God always will be God. God in the time of sickness, God in the doctor too, and the time of the influenza, he truly was a God to you. Well, he's God. God don't never change. He's God. Always will be God. God in the pulpit. God way down at the door. He's God in the amen corner. God all over the floor. Well, he's God. God don't never change. Always will be God. Mm-hmm.
I complained that I had no starter fluid, and then I met a man who had no chainsaw.
Swami Baba.
Still kind of on the topic of relationships here. You know, most things expand as they grow. So a broken heart is making room for bigger and better love. Keep that in mind.
All right, sir.
All right.
Affirmative.
You ever notice that baseball bats, when held upright, kind of resemble exclamation points? Now, I do not advocate violence.
But I don't believe in coincidence either.
So, in an abstract sense, kind of makes you wonder, don't it? Everybody, and rightly so, wants to get smarter, wiser, more enlightened. But one thing I've learned you need to look out for. Knowledge is a dangerous thing in the hands of a fool.
Swami Baba.
Few years back when I was married and doing my damnedest to keep the little lady happy, someone asked me, "Boy, you pussy whipped?" I thought about it for a minute. And I said, "Well, if I was going to be whooped by anything, can you think of anything better to be whooped by than a pussy?"
Swami Baba.
I made some references in the first show that I'd like to elaborate on now. One of them was the fact that the words dog and God are the same word spelled backwards. Or for those of you who don't speak Southern, backwards. There's a very simple basic explanation for this. They both represent unconditional love. In various cultures, The dog is considered the lowest, the god is considered the highest. But they both represent unconditional love. Need you to think about that, chew on that, because it's got a lot of meaning in it. Which leads me to another reference I made about music, about don't step on God's blue suede shoes. Yeah, that's pulled from an Elvis song and all that good stuff. Big Elvis fan here, by the way. God's blue suede shoes is going to take a while to explain. But let me tie it in with the dog God concept by saying, quoting the lyrics of the song, of course, you can knock me down, you can spit on my face, you can slander my name all over the place, you can do anything that you want to do, but baby, lay off of my shoes. Now don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you see, even though God is unconditional love,
Go on!
I use the concept of God's blue suede shoes to say there's a limit. Now that sounds contradictory, I know, but it's not. It's the other side of unconditional love. You piss love off, like I said before, and it'll bite you in the ass. But it's still unconditional love. What you put out comes back. Simple, basic karma, babies. Listen up. Chew on it for a while. Maybe we'll talk about it some more later.
Reach out! said, hey, how you doing? After that train ran over you. He said, what train? I said, the train that ran over you a half hour before the elephant stampede over. He said, what else? I said, He said, you're a young boy. Says you got a lot to learn. Says, reach out. Take my hand. You'll understand.
Everything is all right. Up tight, out of sight. Everything is all right. Up tight, out of sight.
The BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing. It contains scenes of violence involving people's heads and arms getting chopped off, their ears nailed to trees, and their toenails pulled out in slow motion. There are also scenes of naked women with floppy breasts.
Swami Baba.
Another one I referenced was the fact that Flo and Wolf were the same word spelled backwards. And here's a little bit about that. You hear people say, go with the flow. That's a good thing. Of course, it depends on what water you're in, and how far the bank is away from you and what boat you're in, if you're in a boat at all. But okay, let's look at it. Flo and Wolf. On the surface, seems totally contradictory. But the flo is the flow of life, and the wolf is your part to play. That's the part where you take control.
I'm alive.
You trust your insights while still going with the flow. Because a wolf, among other things, represents guardianship, loyalty, going back to the dog-god connection, spirit associated with the full moon. Do some meditation on that for a while.
To the National Association of Broadcasters, New York City. Gentlemen, what have you done to my child, the radio broadcast? You have debased this child, dressed him in rags of ragtime, tatters of jive and boogie-woogie.
Swami Baba.
Contrary to popular opinion, wolves are not the badasses that most people and media would have you believe. They don't attack people unless sick, injured, or provoked. Intelligent animals. So basically what this boils down to in a nutshell is the wolf represents what you do with the flow and your ability to take control of it when it's time to take control of it. So you got a balancing act here. You got yourself on a high wire, on a trapeze, and you got to learn this. It's necessary. Trust me. Put another way, the flow teaches, the wolf learns. How's that for a summation? That concludes tonight's peripheral assessment of whatever the hell just happened. If you feel you need further assistance, please dial up and hang your operator. This is a recording.
The Swami Baba program is a presentation of Louder and Faster Unlimited and came to you through the facilities of the Last Radio Station. No disclaimer is necessary because we frankly agree with everything the man says. Join us next time for Swami Baba.